I pray, give ear unto my sad downfall, which I declare. Of parentage I am nigh to a gentleman, as some now witness can the date of year. At 14 years of age, with grief I tell, many a young man loved me very well. I, being childish and young, I believed a flattering tongue, and fixed my mind upon a brisk young man. He said if I'd not yield with him to dwell, he would go hang himself, what e'er befell. He wrung and tore his hair, and solemnly did swear, his sword should end his care before me then. But hearing what he said grieved me so, I took him for my friend and not my foe. Young man, said I, forbear, and pray let go your hair. I'll ease you of your care and be your bride. Oh, how he jumped for joy before me then. My love, my only dear, happy's the man. He kindly me embraced and hung about my waist, and then my love I placed on this young man. For 2 months' space or more he courted me, and sore without my love he was not free. He let me take no rest, I must sleep on his breast, and then my love I placed most desperately. The appointed day we set for to be wed, but first of all he stole my maidenhead. My parents did not know I love this young man so, which proved my overthrow and ruin quite. When I with child did prove and him had told, he called me 20 whores brazen and bold. I know you not, said he, so pray be gone from me, which proved my misery, my love grew cold. I was ashamed to stay where I was known, so straightway I did go from my own home. Then wandered up and down from seaport town to town, till I in travel fell down on the highway. Then taken up I was by womankind, whose friendship to show nature did bind. Delivered then I were of 2 fine babies there, which caused me much care, be warned by me. Was ever damsel so unfortunate? As I have been, so I, my grief is great. No comfort can I find to ease my troubled mind, since he is so unkind that ruined me. My friends and parents dear I left, to wander up and down sadly bereft. Of joy and comfort too, false men, farewell, adieu. In troubles now I rue my unhappy state. My infants now being born, as I have told, I then endure the scorns of young and old. For they did deride me in my sad misery. No comfort could I see to ease my care. Then with my loving son and daughter dear, I went on to my love when I came there. With this small heaviness, these words I did express, I pray my wrongs redress and pity me. I laid before him then my grief and care, and likewise told him when with sad despair I wander to and fro in my sad pain and woe, and knew not where to go and ease my care. I told him I had no place of abode, but traveled to and fro in the high road. I did in travel fall, my sorrow was not small, having no friend at all to succor me. These infants at my breast by you I have, and were they but rich dressed, would be as brave as ere the sun shone on. Then hear my piteous moan, and for their sakes alone, love, pity me. When I had ended this sad, mournful tale, with a most bitter curse he then did rail, striking me such a blow as laid me sprawling low. With grief my eyes did flow with briny tears. My little infants cried when I was down. Here was my patience moved, for in the town that night I must not stay, but was compelled away. I knew not what to say, but wept amain. In the town where he lived I was not known, therefore their rage I felt, for he alone had near 100 more who did abuse me sore. Never was a soul before used like me. They drove me out of town, no friend I saw. My former bed of down was changed to straw. The infants at my side with bitter bruises cried, and the next day they died, though to my grief. Sweet tender virgins young, take heed I pray, let not deluding tongues steal you away, lest you my grief behold, which have been manifold. Hot love is soon as cold, be ruled by me. As he was on his bed the self the same night, strange things run in his head did him affright. He dreamed his love he see in sad extremity, so the next morning he bitterly cried. I am the wretched man who broke my vows. No living mortal can pity me now. Bathed in tears I lie, accused of perjury. Oh, whither must I fly to ease my grief? No youthful lady fair or beauty bright could with my love compare, though I did slight her lamentation so, causing her overthrow in bitter grief and woe when in distress. My very conscience, friends, flies in my face. How shall I make amends for my disgrace, which I did bring her to when from her friends she flew? My troubles to renew both. strike her down with blows severe? Why did I raise the town to fright my dear? When she her moan did make for her dear infant's sake, with grief my heart will break for what I've done. I'll seek the nation round night and day, and if she can be found without delay, I will her pardon crave, which if I may not have, I'll seek a silent grave and lay me down. O'er hills and dales he passed, through groves he went, and alas, he found his heart's content. Near to a riverside, where silver streams do guide, his love there he espied, bleeding to death. Close by her side he found these verses writ, myself did give the wound that I might quit my life of care and grief, since there was no relief. Worse than a cruel thief my love has been. Like one distracted then his locks he tore, and often kissed her lips when bathed in gore, crying out as she lay, "This is the dismal day. Alas, what shall I say? I am the cause. What shall I think of this that I have done?" Then her lips did kiss both pale and wan, by sorrows compassed round, lying upon the ground. He bathed her bleeding wound with flowing tears. He many sighs did fetch, crying amain, "None but a cruel wretch as I have been could e'er have served thee so, for to my grief I know I wrought thy overthrow and ruined thee. Has death no fatal dart that he can give to pierce my cruel heart? Why should I live? Why should I here remain, since my true love is slain? Oh, ease me of my pain and let me die. I'll go the nearest way to find my dear. I will no longer stay to languish here." This said, his sword he drew and run his body through, and bid this world adieu as down he went. You perjured lovers all, take notice, pray. See you a conscience make, and don't betray any poor harmless love, lest you their ruin prove. For there's a God above will find you out.